It's always fun.
You used to that, right?
Athletes love that.
Love it. We shorten our answer every time.
You asked a lot of questions about your performance in that first game, but the running game also didn't go that well in that game. What was happening there? And in the Giants game, there was also some trouble, and since then, it's been fun.
Yeah, there's those two games we just simply didn't execute. We didn't play well as a team. I didn't play well from the quarterback position, and we just didn't execute. And when you don't execute and you're not on the same page, and it's not going to go well. But it's games like that you learn from. You grow together, like I've said before, and it makes you a better team as long as you look at it in the right view, right state of mind. And we did, and, down the road, it could be a blessing.
Last offseason, your name was bandied about and rumors about trades, et cetera. I'm sure it probably was hard for you not to. You tried to listen to it, but I'm sure you probably heard about it. Now you're obviously in a good position to be a quarterback for long term in the future. How much do you want to be back next year, moving forward and being kind of a member of this team?
I mean, I want to be here. I've always wanted to be here. I love it here in Philly. I love playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's an honor to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, and there's no other place I'd rather play. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be here and be a quarterback for this organization. So I think that, gives you an insight into how I feel. I love this team. I love this city. I love playing here.
And quarterbacks are often judged by what they do on the big stage and big games. It's something you haven't experienced yet. First off, do you think that's important for a quarterback? And how do you go about simulating that?
It's very important to be a good quarterback on a big stage, and really every game's a meaningful game, but obviously this game's a little bit bigger just because we win, we keep playing, and we want to keep playing. That's the goal here. So it's in these games that you really have to execute, and you have to just sort of block out of the other distractions, all the other feelings. You just got to go out there and play the game and just know that I got to execute this play. I don't have to do anything crazy. There's going to be times where I have to scramble around and do something, but, as much as I can, just try to sit in there and try to go through the play and just, nickel and dime them, take what they give me. And, we work all week based on their defensive looks, what they've shown on film. So it's really just trusting that and playing great team football. And then at the end of the game, hopefully we're in a great position.
Who do you look to on this team or outside the locker room just for kind of – I mean, it's a situation, like you said, you haven't been in this situation before, for guidance, for leadership, for, how do I handle this situation, that situation?
Scripture. It's in the Bible. I read the Bible. And, every morning have a little Bible study, and, you get a lot of wisdom from it. You pray about it, pray constantly. And it goes back to when I was injured, I was just praying, and I knew that everything happens for a reason, and I just try to learn through those ordeals, through the adversity, what the good Lord's trying to show me. And that's how I do it, because I know that everything's in His hands, and that I'm going to just go out there and play the game. And like I've said before, if today was the last day He allowed me to play the game, I'd be thankful for the time I've had. So that's where I sort of go for that.
It's easy to look at.
Do you understand how the storyline is going to be? The first game against Dallas, and now it comes back to Dallas for everything. And how much you've been asked about that, and how do you tune that out? And is it a fair storyline?
I mean, everybody's going to try to find a storyline. That's, you got to write stories. You guys enjoy writing. That's what your passion is. My passion is playing football. Y'all enjoy writing. That's what y'all are good at. And I understand that. But we've played a lot of football since that game, and we've grown together as a team. I've grown as a player and a person. Our team's grown. Our coaches have grown. So I understand that, but I just sort of block that out. I'll look at that film, and I'll see what we did wrong, where I didn't execute, how I can do better. And, going into this, I got to, really execute. I got to be better. And just because we've won we've played well since doesn't mean that we're guaranteed to play well. We got to have the same week of preparation we've had on those weeks that we've had success. We have to have that same, yearning desire to go out there and do great. And that's why I love this team. We work hard every day, and we believe in each other. And, that gives us an opportunity to win on Sunday.
How good is that defense without Sean Lee?
Sean Lee's an incredible player. He's everywhere. He makes a lot of big plays. So, I know that they're going to miss him, but I also know that teams rally when guys are hurt. So I'm going to be ready for their best shot.
Nick, you're statistically, I know you've talked about records don't mean anything, stats don't mean anything, but I mean, your numbers with one game left are kind of unprecedented. Nobody's ever put up the numbers you're putting up. Do you ever take the time to just kind of peek and look at them, or do you really just not even concern yourself at all?
I don't really concern myself because the numbers don't mean anything going into this game. You know, those numbers don't guarantee I complete, you know, my next throw. And it's the, you know, I'm trying to figure out the throws I didn't complete, the interceptions, the, you know, missed opportunities. Maybe I missed some or maybe I got off a route too early. That's the stuff I look at and try to get better. Of course, you know, you feel good about the success the team's had together. And you use that as fuel, and you keep going, you keep going, you keep building on that. But I don't dwell on the records or the stats or whatever because it really means absolutely nothing going into the next game.
In college, you had those two bowl games. You had the state tournament at Westlake. What game do you look at where the stakes were the highest in your career?
I mean, state championship in Texas is pretty high. Bowl games are really high, but, you know, that was a big game. You know, growing up, at that time in my life, I hadn't been through college football. And you're playing with all the guys you grew up with. And on a big stage against, you know, at the time it was the Southlake Herald's number one team in the country. And we ended up losing, but we played them really, really well. And, you know, that was tough. But all those games I've played in have, you know, I've taken a lot from them. But I think the different thing is those were the guys I grew up. Those are the guys that, were, you know, it was family. You know, I knew them forever since we were in elementary school. So it was a special time.
And so the day of the game, were you nervous? Were you calm? I mean, what's your demeanor?
I'd say in high school, you're probably pretty nervous. You know, at that time, I think that I do remember warming up in that game and just thinking, like, this is a dream come true. To be playing varsity high school football in the state of Texas for Westlake High School and playing the state championship, that was a dream. And the thing about that season is the beginning of the season, we had a lot of adversity that went on with the team and players and, you know, injuries and stuff like that. So it was how we got there. We didn't always play well, but we turned it on in the playoffs, and we stuck together as a team, sort of like this year. You know, we didn't start out very well. We were starting to figure each other out, new identities and stuff like that, but you stick together, you believe in each other, and you play for each other, and that's how it was my senior year at Westlake. We believed in each other, and we fought for each other.
Nick, where was that game?
That was at the Alamo Dome.
The Alamo Dome.
In San Antonio.
Going to the Minnesota game, LeSean said he was kind of disappointed that AP might not play because he wants to, you know, he's a back, he wants to go against the best back. Do you have any of that going this week? When you disappointed at all? That's not Romo out there.
I mean, I'm ready to play. I mean, I'm playing against the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, Tony Romo's a great player. He's a great quarterback, and, you know, he makes tremendous plays. And, like I said before, you never want to see anybody injured. And, you know, I hope he has a speedy recovery and he heals, but I'm playing against that team. You know, Tony doesn't play defense. I don't play defense. You know, I know he's going to go, you know, quarterback and stuff, but I don't really worry about that. I just know that this is what it is, and I'm going to be ready for it.
What's it been like for you to have – Shady's having the best season any Eagle running back's ever had. Deshaun, same thing with receivers. They're probably both going to – both have a good chance to break the records. What's it been like kind of watching them progress and evolve as players, and how much have they meant to your success?
It's been great. They've really had a great season. And, you know, when you have playmakers like that, it's awesome. You just try to get them the ball in a, you know, good manner. You know, you try to get them open. When they are open, you try to hit them. And a lot of it has to do with the other guys, though, that everybody forgets, you know, our O-line opening the holes. You know, our tight ends are making a lot of plays, catches. Coop's been making plays. Avant, Ertz, all those guys, they've been doing a great job. And when you have guys all around the ball making plays, a defense can't really take away a receiver like you see them, you know, doubling or anything, because if they double, you know, this other guy can play over here too, and he's done a great job. And it's a credit to our entire offensive scheme. And then, of course, you know, the defensive special team is a team game. And that's really, you know, and they'll tell you the same thing. That's why they're having so much success, is because guys all around the ball are playing well and playing together.
Is this a big deal back home, you going back with the stakes so high? And if so, which way are things leaning?
I mean, it's great going back to the state of Texas. I was born in Austin, Texas. I'm a Texas boy. Obviously, I've lived in different places, and every place I live, it shapes me. You know, I lived in Michigan for a year. I lived in Arizona for four. I've lived in Philly. This is my second year. So every place has sort of shaped me and who I am, which is cool. It's great because there'll be family there, but when I go there, I'm strictly business. It's time to play football. And when I'm in that stadium, I zone out everything and just focus on that field and focus on playing with my teammates. And, of course, it's exciting. You know, like I said, I'm a Texas boy, but I know what's important, and I can't let the other stuff distract me because I know what's on the table.
Does this week feel different at all?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's pretty much playoffs. If we lose, we're done. We don't want to be done. We want to keep playing. You know, it's fun. We want to keep playing football. And, yeah, it's definitely a different game because it is a do-or-die game. And, You know, it's been fun playing with these guys. I've enjoyed every moment of it, and I want to keep playing.
From that standpoint, do you feel like you guys have an edge? Because at one point you were 3-5, and really, at that point, in the middle of the season, you lose another game, most people probably figure you're dead. Does it help that you guys have kind of had your backs against the wall for a lot of the second half of the season? You guys have been playing in a lot of must-win situations.
I don't know if I'd say edge. I think the edge is this week of preparation, working hard. And, you know, it's been great to grow as a team and grow together through those tough times, through the, you know, from the beginning of the season until now, we have grown a lot. We've figured each other out. The offense is continuing to evolve. The defense is doing a great job, special teams. And I think that's what helps us, is because we're a tighter-knit group. You bond together as you keep playing. You know, you can't help it. It's a new staff. It's new players brought in. So the way we give ourselves an edge going into a game is working hard today. Focus on what we have to do today and do it to the best of our ability. And then, you know, when we get to the game with a great week of preparation, we've given ourselves an opportunity to be successful. Now we just have to go out there and execute.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you all.